Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, guys, Thursday night football. I love it. I love primetime football. Anytime there's one game and we're all partying around the same event, we can gather, another opportunity to gather. I'm here for it, and it sounds like it could potentially get a little bit better for all of us fans out there. A lot of the conversations are stemming around whether players want to play and what the players think about it. So I'm going to tell you, man, I am here for more, and I'm here for better Thursday night football. When it's all said and done, what's going down is the owners meeting, the 2023 owners meetings have come to an end, and part of that meeting, they go over rule changes or any kind of scheduling issues or changes that may or may not come out. Well, this year, there was the topic of Thursday night football was a big deal, and it was on two fronts, right? Would the NFL be able to flex Thursday night games, which means later in the season improving the matchups, putting teams in a Thursday night slot that weren't originally in that Thursday night slot in order to make it a better product for you and me. I'm here for that too, but what's come out of the owners' meetings is that the NFL, for now, they're going to shelve the flexing Thursday night football games. However, the NFL has agreed to allow teams to have two Thursday night games per season versus one. So from a scheduling perspective, to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, Show, but from a scheduling perspective, the league can now have the better teams play more than one Thursday night football game ultimately.
That's what it ended up being. They said teams can now have a maximum of two Thursday night football games. Before, it was just everybody all played the same amount of short week games.
And so now, you know, that there could be more than one Thursday night football game for the Chiefs. There could be more than one Thursday night football game for the Philadelphia Eagles. I am here for it. It makes Thursday night football so much better. There was nothing worse, Show, than last year getting out of this studio, going home, popping my toes up, and watch, especially once, be honest with you, that some of the games out of the gate were bad too, but putting my toes up and watching a game that we all knew was going to be absolutely terrible from jump. Brother, I'm here for any kind of improvement to Thursday night football from a fan's perspective as a league can make.
Yeah, I think one, to me, the broadcaster they had on there and Al Michaels made it very, very clear by the way he called games that there was no intrigue and interest coming from him, and they just got into a space where it was just kind of some bad games there late. And, you know, the NFL is a league where it flips a lot, right? You know, like, all right, sometimes you don't know who's going to be good. Every year we see a team that made the playoffs the previous year not make it, or a new team. But, man, I think there's a level of understanding of, like, which teams are going to be good. Like we'd be surprised if Buffalo stinks or the Chargers stink or the Chiefs stink or the Eagles or the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are a draw no matter what. Like, I just find it. And then some people say about a bit accused of everybody gets a trophy or whatever. But, like, I think everybody should play the same amount of short week games, especially if they can make it happen. And I just think they've got to schedule these games better. All right, early in the year, obviously, you put your teams that may be here or there. I just know if the Jets play Buffalo with Aaron Rodgers, that's going to be a good game.
Absolutely.
Like, and I don't care, like, where it goes. I don't think either one of those teams are going to fall off the mark. the Steelers and the Ravens. Now, the Steelers weren't great last year, but that's going to be a decent game. I just think I understand the thought of we got to fix this product. We can't be having Washington and Chicago play to 12 points, right? But I think before making it to where some teams will play more on a short week than others, that they look into the scheduling and really make that a bigger deal.
Yeah. I mean, I think they can do a better job there. But I mean, I mean, to me, it's if we want to look at it from a negative perspective, is if a team plays two games on short rest, and it's not fair because they played two and other teams played one. Okay, well, they also played another game on 10 days rest versus a regular season game, which could end up being bigger than playing on a short game rest, because if somebody gets hurt, now they got an extra 3 days to recover.
As a former player, yeah. You think players like that better or playing just on regular rest? Like, because I can see what you're saying. Yeah. Having those extra days, yeah, that's another mini buy. But
I think it's, I mean, we would all like to have more consistency in our life. And so I think if you asked the question, I think they'd probably prefer to have, let's just play every Sunday and nobody play on Thursday, right? But if I'm being honest, like my time in the league, like we played on a lot of short weeks for holidays and stuff, not necessarily Thursday night football, but holidays, and it was never, of course, we shifted our week, we did things a little differently. If anything, it's a much lighter week on the front end, a lot less work goes into it physically on the front end, and then you get a longer break on the back end. And so outside of playing the game 2 days earlier, it's actually a lighter load across the board. I played Thursday night football in college. Was not a problem at all. Now we play Saturday to Thursday versus Sunday to Thursday. I know it's different. But I played a couple of Thursday night games. It was never a problem. Again, it's change. It's different. A lot of people don't like your routine to be disrupted. But I'm going to tell you this, show. I believe that the short week, especially when we're talking about one or two or three teams potentially playing an extra Thursday night ball game this year, I would be willing to bet you that if you in confidence polled the entire NFL, that it would be much, much more even of guys that don't really care, guys that prefer the short week so they can have the long week after, have 2-3 days off completely with your family after. Versus the guys that are just like hell bent on, no, it's unhealthy to have a short week. Like I just don't think it's as big a deal as we make it. Of course they're gonna have an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion nowadays, yeah. And they can put it on social media. Of course they're gonna have an opinion. Some are gonna prefer one versus the other. I think it's made a much bigger deal in the media, and when it's time to negotiate with the NFLPA to negotiate the. What am I looking for?
The
CBA. It's made a much bigger deal then than it really, really is, I think, in locker rooms, in my opinion. I think
they ran into a lot of bad luck. Now, some of these games, like, that you looked at it, you knew Washington-Chicago wasn't going to be no damn good game. Like, you knew Carolina-Atlanta wasn't going to be a good game. But I think they ran into some really bad luck.
Who'd the Texans play on Thursday night?
Philly.
That's right.
And even but you didn't know Philly was going to be that good. Like, when you scheduled that, the Eagles were coming off of a weird playoff season that they got in. But I think they ran into a lot of bad luck. They ran into the bad luck of the terrible Denver Broncos and how bad they were during the regular season. Like Broncos, Colts before the season started. No, that might be a good one.
Yep.
Them two teams.
Where the scheduling better thing comes. It's going to bite you. Like right now, I think Denver's going to be a hell of a draw on Thursday night. But what happened last year?
Yeah. But they had matchups like, you know, like Jags and Jets. I don't know how many people want to sell in for that one. Like, but I mean, I just think they ran into a lot of bad luck. Like Rams and Raiders, they had that matchup. Like that you thought was going
to
be a good one.
Had a chance to be
really
good.
By the time
good.
They played, hell, it was Baker.
Hey, I'm just going to tell you, I don't know where everybody out there, all the fans are, that I don't know where y'all are at, but I'm personally here for more better Thursday night games, more and better, if you know what I mean, on Thursday night. And it, at the end of the day, there's so much money wrapped up in it that the NFL is eventually going to get there any way you slice it. They're going to be able to flex games. Look, the better teams, there's a price to be great, man. The better teams got to work a little harder. The better teams, it's somebody pays the bills. It's the fans. It's the TV contract. Something's got to give. I just think that they're going to do everything they can, whether you and I love or hate it, they're going to do everything they can to make as much money as they can, and that means making Thursday night football. Even if it's the flexing concept of where, okay, now we know everybody that's good, let's place these games on Thursday night versus what we have scheduled. I just simply think that's just a matter of time before that happens.
Blue 80, easy, white 90.
If Bryce Young is the Texans' quarterback, and in 3 years he's got him consistently in the playoffs, because in 3 years you can't do really much consistently where he's going to start. Let's say he gets into the playoffs twice, and one of those in the first 3 years is a good run. Let's say the AFC Championship.
Wow. Somewhere the Texans have never been.
Let's say that. Bear with me. Somewhere they've never been.
Say it's a good run.
You extending a young fella? Yes. Jalen Hurts.
Absolutely.
Jalen Hurts, who is loved by Philadelphia. The talk is he could potentially get an extension, could be announced any minute now. Looks like the Eagles are hook, line, and sinker on Jalen Hurts. You for extending Jalen Hurts at this point in time?
Absolutely.
Big money? Set to market kind of money?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Here's Ian Rapoport on the Philadelphia Eagles and the Jalen Hurts contract extension talks.
Now, there was a lot of optimism in Arizona regarding a potential Jalen Hurts would no doubt be a massive contract extension. Howie Roseman, the general manager, said he could be done relatively soon, which does leave the window open for any time in the next couple hours to any time in the next several months. We'll see when it gets done. These things, negotiations end up taking on a brain of their own. But the optimism was certainly there, and owner Jeffrey Lurie talked to Eagles reporters yesterday, including Jeff McClain, which I'm reading from right now, with Lurie quoted as saying, Jalen is the most mature 24-year-old I've ever come across, and essentially said how incredible he was because of his passion, because of the way he prepares, and because of the way he plays. You know, maybe a year ago, it was sort of like, we're not sure which way this is going to go. The Eagles are all in for Jalen Hurts, and this thing, Mike, really seems like only a matter of time.
Is that where? By the way, I am absolutely 100% behind extending Jalen Hurts. A lot of that, I'll be honest, completely transparent. A lot of that has to do with my personal experience with Jalen. Like, there just ain't another dude walking around like him. From a mature, like the owner said, from a maturity standpoint, from if you're fixing to pay a guy a boatload of money, like, you have no problem writing that check to Jalen Hurts. Like, there's no hesitation, because you know what you've seen is what you're going to get. It's he'll be the most consistent, the most professional, the most mature on the entire roster. Now, maybe he fooled me. I've been fooled before. A lot of us around here have been fooled before with number four. But Jalen Hurts is a no-brainer extension at this point in time. As I said, a lot of it's the personal experience. Is that where we're at, guys, in the league, though, is you become a starter, put up some good numbers, make one run in the playoffs, and it's sign a monster deal?
Well, I mean, hell, apparently, with some, when we look at Daniel Jones, he hadn't had anything worth a flip. He's never thrown as many touchdowns as games allotted in a season. 15 is high, and he's got $40 million a year. So, I mean, when we look at it from that standpoint, and then we look at it from Jalen, who finished second in the MVP race, who just went toe-to-toe with the best quarterback in the game in the Super Bowl on the highest level and rolled through. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Always remember Joe Flacco.
But those are
Joe Flacco? What about him?
Just the humongous contract in that moment in time after they won that Super Bowl, and now he never sniffed being that good again.
But they waited. I mean, he was like, but Joe, but see, that's a, I would argue Joe had a
He was Joe aged
had,
more, too.
Joe had a three-week period where he went off against the Broncos and Peyton Manning, and then he went into New England and had a hell of a third quarter.
Yeah, but listen to what you just said, 2 or 3 week period. That's nuts.
But nobody had ever, when you look at Jalen, had him in second in the MVP rating. He was never the driving force for the Ravens in those years. He went, like, when they win the Super Bowl, it was not him the driving force. It was the other side of the ball. Jalen Hurts, the second in the MVP, would have won the thing if he never got hurt.
Yep.
He is the driving force of this team and why they got to where they did. You're 3 years in. You don't want to be like, you brought up Joe, you don't want to be like Baltimore with Lamar either, where you're sitting here, oh, God, it's growing. No, get the deal done now. So you're not put in another situation. Yeah. Like, I don't think Jalen's going to come next year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the interesting thing here is Jalen wasn't a first-round pick, so there is no fifth-year option. So there's literally – he just finished year three, correct?
Three, yep.
And so he's got 1 year left on his contract. 1 year left on your contract, run to the Super Bowl. What I know Jalen Hurts to be from a tangible – an intangible perspective, and then what he's – the improvement he's shown tangibly – like I'm not typically a pay him as early as you possibly can guy. I hate paying him 2 years early unless you are unbelievably convinced. But 1 year left in the contract, that kind of resume, absolutely pay him, no question
and
about it.
And the price, just when you wait a year, like Jerry did with Dak,
yeah.
When you flirt with it, yeah, and now
you risk that for sure.
You risk the jump going up. Hell, yeah. Dak, he had to pay Dak, and Dak had a catastrophic injury,
yeah.
And still had to pay him. So, I mean, and Dak don't have his resume.
Yeah, Dak ain't playing the ball. Jalen's playing now.
Omaha.
Boys, I had an experience today. First timer for me, if I'm being completely honest. Probably should have experienced this already. But all my ladies out there, all of our female listeners, I feel for you today.
Okay.
I was in a spot where I had to find a toilet pretty quick. This is about the time that my bowel movement hit. Yep. It was about 10:30 this morning. I was in the city already in the truck. Had a little something on the schedule at 11:15, so I was kind of in a time crunch there. So I hit an old gas station.
That's a bad situation.
And I went in there, show. And first of all, I said, I looked to my right and see the big restroom neon above the door. And I looked down, big out of order sign on there. I said, man, y'all's bathroom's out of order?
Oh, no.
He said, no, you can use it.
And you got bubble guts going.
It was in an area where they just don't want people walking in there that ain't shopping and people that ain't getting gas. Okay. He said, you can use it.
That's crazy. You asked, because I would have never asked.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in a position where it was worth asking.
Yeah. Okay. You're in a bad spot.
And so I go in there and show it is the nastiest smell and shape I've ever seen a bathroom in.
Yeah, it's not good.
And what did you do?
I hovered.
Oh, God, Clint.
I hovered.
That's nasty.
Oh, you skydived?
You're nasty as hell, man. I'm scooting
You call
over.
It skydiving? What do you mean nasty? I hovered. I didn't touch it.
That's the right move. Yeah.
I mean, what do you?
I got to go somewhere else.
You can't just hover?
I didn't have an option. I hovered. It's the first time I've ever done that.
When it's ready to come out of
you. You said it's the worst shape of a bathroom you've ever seen.
I cleaned the lid as much as I possibly could, but then I still couldn't bring myself to sit on it, which is bad for me because I'm not real peculiar. I hovered, show. I may or may not have had bad aim. Couple times.
Got to do what you got to do, man.
So you made the place worse.
Not with the O2 shooter. No, just you know, you got to pee every time you do it. I may have hit the edge a little bit with that hovering over that thing.
That's their fault.
I haven't done too many of those wall sits, those wall squats lately. I'm gonna be honest with you. It was a tough go. I got it done, but it was a really tough go for me. I got a newfound respect for all the ladies out there that hover. Even though y'all are just peeing.
You must have been in a real bad spot, because
I was cramping.
As nasty as you're describing it, like it would have sucked it back in for me.
You ever have doo-doo cramps?
Coming up.
The fact that you had to think about that tells me you don't know the shape I was in, show.
Coming up.
When you just know, it's like it's gonna come out.
No doo-doo cramps. I don't run out of gas. You're so cool.
I didn't say I didn't.
No one should run out of gas.
I've run out of gas before. The way you described it. It'd have gone away.
Those doo-doo cramps.
There could have been somebody in there with me, and I was hovering.
Got to do it there, man, because it's going to come out whether you're sitting down or not.
Coming up, Tyler has
salute you, ladies.
Bombarding all show long to talk about Whitley, to talk about Pinocchio.
Oh, first?
Yes, Whit, who is not going to start the season with a big team, but he had a big night for him. We'll hear from Whitley coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. Love the interaction from you, the listener. Helps make us the number one afternoon show here in Houston. From the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line, as you were talking about, we were talking about Jalen Hurts. Would you pay him? From the 832, I would make Jalen Hurts prove that he can stay healthy before I give him a big contract. Texans Chuck. One route of it, I guess. My thing would be, so let's say next year, what did he miss, about 3 or 4 games this year?
Yeah, and if they, and I firmly believe if they weren't firmly in control of every situation in the NFC, ultimately he'd have played.
Yeah, I just say if the Eagles win the division again next year and he misses 4 games, and they make it to the playoffs and they do whatever, you're not gonna pay him. and he has the type of season that he did. You're not gonna pay him.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah,
at that point, I get you, Chuck, but you're just adding on what the price would be.
Well, no, but to me, show like what to your no question. Like you're just, the longer you wait, the higher the yearly money's going to be, and so there's a fine line of when's too early, when's too late. But like to me, is with what Chuck's saying right there is like that is, I understand the point. It's hard for me to get there with Jalen. Jalen missed a few games, was there for his team in the most critical moments at the beginning and at the end. And like I said, he would have been there. He would have been there. Maybe he would have still missed a game or two, but he would have been there. Could have played, is my point, in a few of those ball games. His whole college career, he was healthy. This is one of the strongest dudes in the game that's a non-lineman. There's nothing about Jalen Hurts whatsoever. Build, history, resume, whatever it may be, there's nothing about him that tells you that he's going to have injury problems. I think having this conversation about injuries, maybe prolonging whether you pay the guy or not about Jalen Hurts, I think really clouds it up and is one of the problems with when it really is a problem. Because Jalen Hurts, we talked about it yesterday, Jay has the ability to dodge the knockout punch. I mean, one reason, a long laundry list of reasons why Jalen Hurts stays healthy, but one of them is he knows how to avoid the knockout punch. He's got that sixth sense. He's got the ability to get out of bounds or get down and avoid that punch. So there's a time and a place for that conversation. I just don't think Jalen Hurts fits the... I don't think Jalen Hurts fits it.
But this is something that... You know, hopefully here with the Texans, you know, is something that we're going to have to look at. But you hope, when I think it'll be Bryce. But I would just say to you, if Bryce put together, let's just say a 2-year, it hadn't been perfect for Jalen, but if Bryce put together a 3-year run that Jalen did that would result you in the Super Bowl and the second in the MVP, like what would, honest to God, what would have to happen? And I say this with Jalen too. What would have to happen? I want to see another year. What would have to occur for you not to pay him? Like what would short of him just like if he had the Dak injury, would you not pay him? Like what? I mean, what would have to happen for you to say, you know, I ain't gonna pay him? I want to see another year to see what? Like what would have to happen?
Yeah, Jay don't. For me, I can't see another year with Jay because Jay. You're eating up his entire contract. You don't even have a fifth year option. I could do that with a first round pick in my opinion. I don't have a problem waiting until beyond the fourth year, before the fifth year. You still got him under control for at least 1 year. Plus, if you wanted to franchise tag him, which I'm on record, I hate that idea.
So you'd have waited with like Josh.
Yes, I'm not saying that there's not a
you would scoop up Joe though now, right? Burrow, like you wouldn't wait with Burrow, would you? You waited another year.
No, a run to the AFC Championship. I'm pretty convinced that it's a pretty convincing. That's a pretty convincing deal. I'm just saying, like big picture. If we're not any specific quarterback, if we're just talking, I'm not opposed to waiting before the last year of a contract. Like I don't need to get in a rush and see a flash in the pan from a quarterback, and all of a sudden go, man, you got to pay this dude. Like it's hard for me to get beyond like not having like any convincing success in the playoffs. Like, it's really hard for me to get beyond that. And yeah, Justin Herbert, like, why? Why do you need to rush to pay Justin? You got him for two more years. Like, why do you need to up him right now? He's been great. He's been good. There's still flaws in his game. He's got to get significantly better if he is going to earn $250 million plus dollars for you. He's got to get significantly better before he's even capable of thinking about doing what Pat Mahomes and Joe Burrow and now Jalen Hurts has done. Like, why would you get in a hurry? Because the market says so? Because you're scared of hurting his feelings? Like, come on. Like, I can't get there with guys that haven't had a lot of success in the playoffs. And a lot, when we're talking about a guy in a third or fourth year, is get my team to, like right now, if Bryce Young was a dude in Houston, and Bryce in year two, you are in the playoffs. Maybe you don't belong, but maybe because you're in a bad division, the product is significantly better. You see it trending in the right direction, and you're in the playoffs. And then year three, and look, I said earlier in the AFC Championship, that seems a little bit rich. Let's just say that there's a product on the field following a year where you snuck into the playoffs. There's a product there to where we can all sit around and go,
oh boy, there's something
hey,
there.
Yeah. There's something there. These dudes could. Maybe they're not the favorite. Maybe they're not in the top three favorites in the AFC, but hey, man, this is a squad that it wouldn't surprise you if they made a run to the AFC Championship game. If after that third year, let's say they lose out in the second round. Let's say they get beat out in the second round, although we thought the product was worthy of making a deeper run, I could talk about paying him. But if we're just fringe playoff team and we ain't real sure what we are in the playoffs, and we get there and lay an egg a couple of years, I don't know that I'm real, like, just because the media or the market or the NFLPA or whatever thinks you should pay a guy, no, man, I can't get there. No,
I hear what you're saying, but like, my thought is, and it's certain guys like Tua's a different person. Like, Tua's not somebody I'm sitting there, all right, I'm gonna wait and see. Like, to me, I would have waited and seen with Daniel Jones. I'd have picked up the fifth last year. I'd have done something rather than to give him $40 million than what they had to do. But there are certain guys that you look at, you see, like, I know.
I thought Daniel should. They didn't have a fifth. I mean, he already ate the fifth. Like,
well,
like,
no, they just they did franchise tag.
They refused to pick it up.
Out of franchise tag,
right? Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree with that. I thought he was a franchise tag, like the poster child for franchise tag.
But like right now, Trevor Lawrence. At this point, if I'm Jacksonville, he had a rough first year, rough probably start to the second year, and then he came on at the end. Like, I understand it. I'd love to wait and see next year's year three for him. I know, like, Trevor would have to completely fall off the map before I'm not going to pay him. And I like, and then when you get into it early, and you jump on it in the third year, if it's a guy like, you know, like, boy, it's got to be hell for him to just fall apart, like Jalen right now. Like, I don't know what you don't like Justin Herbert. Like, it was year two with Justin Herbert, you knew, yep, I'm going to pay that guy. I'm going to pay him at some point. I'd love to wait and see it. I'd love to see him perform more in the postseason. But I know, like, if he continues to play well, I'm going to pay him at some point. And I want to get in front of it in year three. Now, Dak is a tweener. Like, Tua is a tweener where, man, I want to see more info. But, like, Trevor, you know you ain't getting rid of Trevor.
Bro, Trevor goes 500 next year, misses the playoffs. I'm not re-upping him after 3 years. When I can watch him play a fourth and have him for a fifth?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think it's a clear – you can clearly see – like, that Trevor is going to be something.
I think Trevor's different. I do think Trevor's different, but I still, the point is, I don't have to. Like, he's still got 2 years. Like, it's not, I mean, the only have to is to your point of like, oh, it may cost you a couple million more a year next year if you wait because the market's going to be different.
Or, yeah, jump. Like, yeah, Burrow gets his thing. All right, dog.
Well, okay. As I say, you know what I mean? Somebody get another guaranteed contract.
Yeah, and then it changes. So, all right, we'll get to Pinocchio or Forrest Whitley coming up next, because he did have a really nice game.
I'm a real boy.
And is this the year Is this the year where Tyler's finally going to be wrong about the Angels? We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Here we go. Text line checking in. Show! Listen to Clint, damn it. Added that in. He knows a whole lot more about football than you do and me.
Oh, damn, Show.
That's good.
They threw themselves in there with you, Show.
Yeah, it's good for him.
Nice. Yeah. How'd that make you feel?
Yeah. And I'm confident in my knowledge of football, and I'll go with you toe-to-toe. I know Jacksonville today knows that they're paying Trevor Lawrence, and they might as well jump on that thing now. Huh. Justin Fields? Probably not. Let's wait. Let's wait a little bit. Let's wait a little bit. A couple of these guys not. All right, as we get moving closer to opening day, which is tomorrow, damn it, right around here. Cannot wait. Wait for this thing. The team that you truly feels got a chance to not just be competitive, but to win it all. Your Houston Astros get at it tomorrow here at Minute Maid. What'd you say? First seven games. First seven.
Seven
game. Right here.
White Sox Tigers, baby. Seven game homestand to start this thing off, man.
Two teams that that a lot of people don't believe are going to be big contenders this year. So we'll see what the Astros do coming out the gate. But they will do so without Pinocchio. If you don't know who Pinocchio is, that is Forrest Whitley. And as I see here, Tyler puts in, did Forrest Whitley prove to show that he's a real boy last
night? I'm a real boy!
He had himself a pretty good last performance. Now, he did not make the club coming out. But it was very encouraging. He threw 39 of 56 pitches for strikes.
I'm a real boy.
Generated 13 whiffs and struck out 5.
I'm a real boy.
And he surrendered 2 hits and did not walk a batter.
I'm a real boy.
And the Astros, the first team Astros, swung through 13 of his sliders and he struck out Yordan Alvarez.
I'm a real boy.
So we'll see. We'll see how they do here. We'll say good for Forrest.
Perfect time for Forrest to step up, man.
Start out and kill it in Sugar Land.
Yeah, yeah, man. Just be first guy. Hey, look, because it's thin starting rotation.
Oh, Forrest is, like, the way this is going right now, he's pitching. Unless he just falls off the map, Pinocchio is pitching. He's got. I'd bet he gets 5 starts this year.
Okay.
I'll believe it when I see it.
For the record.
Unless he gets hurt, you're right.
For the record, I'm here for it.
He's jumped in front of Brandon Belak, right? Like if
oh
if
some, my God, he better have.
If last night's way, performance should have.
If there's like if something happens where we've seen it all year, I'm putting a curse. Listen, if you just watched every year, no, we're not seeing a lot
you
of guys.
Cursed the Coug straight out of the tournament, and now you're cursing Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest
Whitley.
I've not cursed Forrest Whitaker. He's had a pretty good year.
Pretty good run.
Pretty good run. Good year. Are you still watching the Harlem
show? No, I got. I told you my whole story was I got.
Do you
cut
not
off.
Have Hulu?
No, I'm Fubo.
Oh,
you think it's on Fubo?
I don't know. I thought you had Hulu.
I do. I did at one point. I may still. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't done Hulu. That whole check what I'm paying for thing.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. See if you can watch it on there. But no, I didn't. I didn't curse the Cougs or any of them. The Cougs just went out there and played like dog crap. How about my man? Real quick, just announced he was going to the draft and the post and like just. In the locker room. Jaren's just said, yeah, man, you didn't hear about that, Tyler? You missed that? Yeah, the Cougs, they're best pro prospect. He's a lottery pick. I mean, he did not wait a day. Mark Berman and the gang was out there.
No time to waste, huh?
To Kansas City, and he made,
let him know.
He made his decision, I think, 15 minutes after the ball game ended. So, I mean.
Now that we got our ass kicked, I'm heading to the league.
Now that we know where you are. No, Tony, you couldn't have waited 24? Like, this could have been announced back in Houston.
At least get your U of H locker cleaned out first.
Nah, man, he didn't get his locker in Kansas City cleaned out before he shut that thing down. But Forrest is going to go. Here was Forrest talking about, as you said, this last outing probably pushed him ahead of Brandon Belak. Let's just hope. Because Brandon Belak, he's a sound, nice guy, but he's got.
It's about time for him to join Jake Odorizzi, wherever he is.
Nah, man, he's throwing 88 right down the pipes. But this was Forrest Whitley talking about his outing yesterday.
Obviously, extremely encouraging to get swings like that from a lineup like that. That being said, I thought I was executing everything pretty well. I felt like everything was pretty fluid up there. So, I mean, when it's like that, I feel like I can get anybody.
When it's like that, I feel like I can get anybody.
It's feeling like that.
I like where you at, Forrest. I'm here for it, bud.
Yeah, Brandon Scott attacking me with that. He threw a 92 mile an hour slider. Now he's gonna have to pitch. He'll probably pitch 4 or 5 games this year. Get 4 or 5 starts, and we'll see. We'll see if he'll make it.
Would be nice if we finally saw him up in the bigs, wouldn't it?
You don't think he's gonna take a step in the bigs, do you?
I can't believe it till I see it. Like, I don't care if they come out and say tomorrow Forrest Whitley is going to start for the Houston Astros. I'm not buying it till I see the next day his ass out on the mound.
I hope he stays healthy.
You wrapped that thought up right as that Pinocchio music stopped.
Really,
that was
timed
good.
It.
That was really good timing, bud.
Crispy.
Sped it up and timed it. No, man, good for Forrest, man. Good for him, man. We'll see. Hopefully he puts it together. But, I'm telling you, you hope that he if they do need to make a start, that he is in line to do that over Brandon Bielak. But he's looked good in the spring, so
I'm excited for it. If Forrest Whitley starting for the Astros, is it appointment television for y'all?
Oh, well, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just make sure I wasn't crazy.
What's he about 30? Is he
I'll have to check. But it's not every day, Clint, you get to witness a miracle, so everyone's got to tune into that.
Oh, y'all are real cute, man.
I didn't say that.
Y'all are real cute. I don't think he's far off. I'm not part of this this All I Need is a Miracle or this little Pinocchio gig these boys got going on. I'm not being part of it.
Forrest is only 25.
For the record, Forrest, I'm not.
Is he 25? Good. Well, yeah.
He's only 25. You tried to make him older so you could worry about his age too.
I wasn't going to worry about his age. I just
Dusty Baker, what is he, 96?
But determined that was Clint. Clint had made Dusty 100.
Yeah, Dusty's older than he was.
The stat that gets me is when Adam Spillane said that man has been in the organization longer than Yuli Gurriel. That done me in, dog. I said, what?
Yeah,
dog, it's over,
Forrest,
Judge.
Forrest has been here before the Astros ever won one World Series.
I know it. He's got – does he have any – he probably don't get no rings, do he?
Hell no.
But they ought to give Forrest two.
No,
they ought
better
to give
not.
Forrest a couple rings, man, just for his stick-to-itiveness.
Stick-to-itiveness.
That's what Bill Raftery would say. Bill Raftery would say that. His stick-to-itiveness. No, man. Hey, is this the year Tyler's finally wrong? Because watching the WBC.
I don't know what it is, but it's not likely.
Let me pull this out. A few things of watching the WBC and then more honestly looking at the numbers. Like, Trout and Ohtani had a really good run in the WBC. Ohtani was really good. Trout was really good.
Trout and Ohtani, the darlings of baseball.
And Tyler does this every year. And when I say every year, this has been the last 2 years since I've been around him. But I believe he's done this prior to this. Don't worry about the Angels at all.
You don't?
Don't worry about the Angels at all. I mean, he's bullish. He is bullish.
Don't even let him enter your mind. Don't spend a second on them worrying about
this. Is this the year where they finally play to their expectations? I don't get it. I think there is a true argument. I think they got the two best players in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani's definitely the best in baseball.
With everything he does,
yes,
and
yes.
How he affects from yes. pitching to hitting every day. And then Mike Trout, I think, for years, even, you know, his injuries and stuff, for years has been thought as the best. I think they got the two best players in baseball.
Yeah, and Trout's really good when he's healthy.
Like and Tyler's right. But they've finished outside of fourth place once in the last, like, 6 or 7 years. And there was a third place finish.
You know what I'm saying?
They can't stop finishing fourth.
Usually you can put your finger on, like, what the hell.
I don't understand.
The problem is because organizations are just so dysfunctional. I don't either. I just haven't heard. I don't know, ultimately, what the hell's going on with the Angels. But you're right. It's hard to explain that those kind of struggles when you got to. Because Rendon is pretty damn good at third. Well, he got injured too, though, didn't he?
He's pretty good. He got injured some, but he'll be back. Like, they spin, they got players, and like someone just texted in, you need more than two players. Yeah.
But those, you get a start, like, high caliber.
You start looking at some rosters of some teams. Like, it is clearly, when you talk about the it factor, the carry factor, something, like, those two guys clearly don't push off something to their teammates. In a way, like, look at the Astros have injuries all over the place the last couple of years. And they, and maybe it's a culture they've built, but they got guys where, you know, their best players, it kind of trickles down to everybody else. It's like, how the hell you got these two dudes and not, like, they're not even coming close, not to the Astros, to nobody. Fourth place. They're damn near fighting the A's for dead last, or the Rangers when they've been down. It is just...
And it'll happen again this year,
it is,
sir.
It is insane. I don't get that. If those two dudes are healthy, they have got to at least be competing. There's like 10 playoff spots, I believe, now. Or 7 in each league. They're not even competing. It's insane to me.
But Trout and Ohtani are so good. They're the second coming of Jesus for baseball.
I don't know if they're the second coming of Jesus, but Tyler,
well,
you know
baseball.
Well,
that's what the media would have you believe.
But hold on. But you say the media. They're good, though, right?
No, they are good. Okay. The Trout thing is really what bothers me. Not so much Ohtani. He's doing things that are nuts. But with Trout, yes, he is a great baseball player. But what percentage of games each year does this dude play in? Like, I don't care if you're great whenever you're healthy. If you're healthy for a quarter of the season.
But if he doesn't get hit by a car again this year, and, which is becoming a yearly thing. If he doesn't get hit by a car again this year. But even when he has been healthy. Like, I looked it up, like, oh, he played 140-something games that year. They won 74 games. Yep. What is going on? That is one I'll never. I understand that baseball is the game in which you don't have like a quarterback that can control and be such a big part of it, or in basketball, one player can dominate like, you know, LeBron or Durant or Giannis. But damn, man, you got the two best, and one of them is extremely unique that can hit 40 and win the Cy Young at the same time. With the cat at third, who almost took the Astros out single-handedly when he was with Washington.
Rendon.
My God. We know they got an ace. Like, you would think, all right, man, I got the best all-around player that can hit for power and everything. Another guy at third base that can hit for power, too. And then another guy that can turn up 40 home runs in Shohei Ohtani. And I got an ace. It's just insane. But I feel... like Tyler's probably going to be right again, and they're finished in third place.
I feel like he's probably got a pretty good reason to go ahead and make that call right now.
Where do you think the Angels finish? We got
third at best. That's being optimistic. And I'm dead serious. That's optimism. If I'm just picking without any optimism, I'd say probably fourth.
Fourth. So you feel fourth. You think they'll be better than the A's, but.
Yeah, but hey, Angels fans will get glimpses of great play from Ohtani and Trout. They'll get a few games where they get to see some really good baseball.
They will.
Ohtani's fixing to break the damn bank, though.
Yeah, he is.
Oof, you ain't kidding.
They must hit the most meaningless home runs. they must hit a lot of 7-2 home runs.
Trout jacks one, and the crowd's just like, all right, cool.
Crushes it. All right, wait till you hear what the owner, Kyle McNair, had to say about free agency. Free agency, he speaks about what Nick Caserio did, and I want to see if you agree with one of the things he had to say. We'll discuss that. 5 o'clock fire coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.